Hello everyone, this is Daniel Rose, and I appreciate very much the opportunity to share some Divrei Torah for this week, Parshas Kisetze, and I want to thank Elite for this and for all their initiatives, which do so much to support the women of our community. And I want to share a thought on this Parsha, kind of a famous thought, and I want to draw two lessons from this Dvar Torah for our own avoda, our own work and thoughts about ourselves during these Yom HaRoim. This week's Parsha, one of the most famous mitzvahs in the Parsha, is the, or called the Avera, or the Din, is the story and the circumstance of the Ben Sorer Umorah, the child who is very young, and he steals money from his parents, and he goes and eats tremendous amounts of meat and drinks tremendous amounts of wine, and the Torah says he's put to death. Why? Stealing and eating and drinking, none of this is our averos that are punishable by death. Why would you put the Ben Sorer Umorah to death? Chazal say, because Nidon al Shem Sofo. He's not judged for what he did today. He's judged based on what we can anticipate that he'll become. That if he's already reached such a state of depravity, such a point of such coarse and rebellious behavior, if he's this way today, we can expect that he's going to grow up to do many more things. And the Torah says, Nidon Hashem Sofo, we would judge him today and put him to death today because of the anticipation of what he would do if he stays on this trajectory. And the very famous question that the Maharal asks is, why would you say that we judge him today based on something that we project to be in the future? Everyone knows the story of Hagar, which we read on Rosh Hashanah, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, when Hagar is out in the wilderness with Ishmael, and they are dying, Ishmael is dying of thirst, and the Malach comes to Hagar, and the Malach says to Hagar, Hashem has decided to save Ishmael, because he sees the child, sees the boy, Ba'asher Husham, he sees him as he is right there. And we know the story that Chazal say, that the Malachim came to Hashem and said, Hashem, you're going to spare Ishmael? Don't you know how many horrible things Ishmael and his descendants are going to do to Klal Yisrael in the future? Why wouldn't you let him die? Why wouldn't you take away all those terrible things that would otherwise be happening to the Jewish people? Why let him live? And Hashem says, Ba'asher Husham, I don't judge people by what would be in the future, what will be in the future. I judge people by how they are today. And today, Ishmael is deserving of being saved, and I'm going to save him. So the Mara asks, so then how do you put these two together? Why do we save Ishmael? Because today he hasn't done anything deserving of death. And why do, but at the same time you kill the Ben Sorer Umorah because you anticipate what he will become. So the Mara says, the difference is between Din Bidei Shamayim and Din Bidei Adam. The difference is between the way justice is decided from Shemaim, from the Beis Din Shel Mala, and the way justice is decided in this world. In this world, the Maharal says, we have to look at what seems to be the natural course of events. This world runs by natural laws, by the Derech HaTeva. And when you see somebody like a Ben Sorer Umorah who's fallen to such levels already, and you see in the natural course of events he's going to sink much, much worse, then you have to act based on what you see. What you see as how things are going to go. That's an earthly Beis Din's responsibility. But the Beis Din Shel Mala, the Beis Din in Shamayim, they don't look at what was, they don't look at what will be, they look at how the person is today, and therefore even in Yishmael, we don't say this will happen in the future, but today, that hasn't happened yet. Today, he's not deserving of this punishment. Look at how he is today, and that's how he's treated. There's much to say about that distinction, but there's two important lessons I want to draw for our Yom HaRoim. The first one is one that no doubt you've heard before, which is Ba'asher Husham, that when we stand before Hashem on Rosh Hashanah, and we think about what we've done, and we think about all things that we regret and things that we wish we had done better, and we think about what we are planning to accept upon ourselves, and we think about all the ways that we hope to be better in the year to come, and inevitably we all say, but who knows how long it's going to take before I'm just back the way I was. What really good is all this inspiration and all this davening and all this tshuva and all this vidui? How long is it going to take for me to be back to my regular self? And the answer to that is, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur. Hashem looks at you as you are, the person you are standing in front of Him. And if you can express to Hashem on Rosh Hashanah the person you want to be, if you can be for these days the best you and the best self, and embrace the midos that you aspire to make permanent, but for right now, that's who you are. And today, this is how you relate to people. And today, this is how you relate to Hashem. The best self that you can express during the Yom Narayim, Hashem says, Ba'asher Husham, this is who she is today. What will be in Cheshvan and Kislev? That will be in Cheshvan and Kislev. But today, the Din of Shemayim, the judgment of Shemayim in Rosh Hashanah, is to look at you today, to look at your heart today, to look at your midos today, to look at your davening today. And today, you are a person who's expressing her deepest desire for connection to Hashem and her desire for midos tovos and for growth. That's how you are today. And that is the you upon which the Din of Rosh Hashanah will turn. That's one lesson. But there's also another lesson from the other side of it. Because, as the Maharal says, within this world, we do have to look at the Derech HaTeva. We do have to look at, based on what I do today and the choices I make today, how will that affect how the future me is likely to develop? The Ben Sora Mora shows us what he's likely to be in the future, and we act upon that. And there's something very inspiring and positive about that too. Because the choices that we make today, even the smallest choices, even the smallest battle that we fight with our Yetzirah, even the smallest positive step that we take forward to achieve something good, to put ourselves on a good path, it can have immensely positive effect way, way, way into the future. If the Ben Sora Mora can determine his future in the negative way, Alachas Kama V'Kama, how much more so we can affect our future in such a positive way, and especially at this stage of life, at your stage in life, when so much lies ahead of you, so much goodness and so much opportunity lies ahead of you, the smallest commitment and the smallest improvement and the smallest step towards growth, B'derech HaTeva, we're talking about the way the natural things go. The smallest positive step can have such an incredible impact on the whole lifetime that stretches in front of you. And that's a very, very important thing to know. For these Yom Narayim, for these days of growth and striving and tshuva and wanting to do more, if you can take something and take a step forward, one nisayun that you can do better at, one midah that you can work on and make a deeper, better part of you, it doesn't just stay with you for this El and for this Tishrei. It can change your whole trajectory like that rocket. You turn it just a little bit down here on Earth and it flies in a whole different direction. That's in our hands too. So to review, we have the lesson of the different ways that we're judged. Hashem judges us as we are today, and if we make the most of ourselves today and we know who we want to be today and find our best self on Rosh Hashanah, Hashem looks at how we are today. And also to know that the smallest change that you make in the Derech HaTeva, in the natural way of things, can have such an incredibly positive impact on all that is to come. Hashem should give you and all of Klal Yisrael Shana Tova and Masuka, a good, sweet, productive, healthy year full of Simcha and Chaim and Besuros Tovos and Geula for all of Klal Yisrael. Thank you all. Gebenchte Yare.